to be sane, to be sane, to be finally sane, to reliantly brave, to feel finally free. To be sane, to be sane, to be finally sane, to reliantly brave, to feel finally free. There she awaited, far and away from the day-to-day debris of stress's undulatory. Someplace she remembered from a dream, a page unwritten, lest that be when she be touched by sleep. The castle deep, a fathom deep, wherein no woes resided, no sense be spent of discontent, no feeling unrequited. Some place where the tolls of life were strictly uninvited, some place where her voice relied on vision to transcribe this. There she awaited, with wild eyes at their widest, delighting a breathtaking scene, bedecked in the diamonds of skies on the rise, in a high tide of aquamarine. Horizons were some way from bleak, and indeed the sun burned ever brightly as it turned the other cheek. Meanwhile the moon, dressed in silver flecked tunic, addressed of elusive mystique, conducive with lunar themed dream, conducive with lunar themed dream. There she awaited, refusing to speak, but the words upon her tongue were spun the blooming romantic. Something unspoken for eons and sweet, to talk of such alone would have felt cheap. But she patiently bided her time in reliance of faith that equated the science of sleep, as treasured reminders the groundwater seeped, enriching the harvest beneath her bare feet. Floorboards creaked to break sweetly the silence, persuading the maiden to peek in behind her. To be seen, to be seen, to be finally seen, to be finally awaited a fate some way kinder than the destiny detestably denied her as a child, the one that flashed before her eyes for every time she smiled. Running wild and free had always been her favourite theme. Alas for all impassioned pleas, the barren trees caress no breeze. Blackened leaves dormant as she fashioned streams of tears, long captured in the sediment of very many years. She awaited one kiss bled of truth, the headymost berries of reddest vermouth, the fairy of calm midst an ocean of balm, devotedly charmed to her cause, pausing to marvel remarkable view. The maiden felt swayed by the daisies in ever harmonious partner in bloom. Her heart was a masterpiece, such blushed her deepened arteries, the colour of her lips attested shade of vision, double-breasted, blessed the provisions of a love bereft of end, in the destined friend she never left behind. There she awaited, orchestrating space and time, invigorating braid of twine, as here the wake of dreams combined, the palace of her mind had pandered not to redesign, for every detail dressed reflection, unimpressed of misdirection, the crest of a wave, blessed of effortless brave, every dreamscape foreseen in its reconvening wake. There she awaited, this one wave unbroken, a daisy chain faint reclaimed of eons unspoken. Her soul was ablaze and her heart cage wide open, the wings of a butterfly freed from their chain. To be seen, to be seen, to be finally seen, to reliantly breathe, to feel finally free. To be seen through the very same eyes was a prize that delighted the Kool-Aid of luminant vein. To be seen, to be seen, to be finally seen, to reliantly breathe, to feel finally free. In the treetop, top she perched amid the rise of the leaves. The herald of winter twelve fervently came beneath her bare feet as she further relieved every teardrop released from her nurturing keep. And indeed she was forevermore sane. And indeed she was forevermore sane. There she awaited no more, for the maiden now felt ceaselessly adored.